In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Yo, yo, what's goody, people? I wanted to touch back, do a quick video right quick. Kwame Brown is going live. You know I love when Kwame go live. He always dropping gems on the people. I'ma tap into his live. It's already going on right now, so we gonna jump in. Hopefully we ain't too far behind after my intro.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black-owned from the start jump, because a black-owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know, how to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart, showing proof just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart, how we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. See 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is
you having my baby. Was goody, people. I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I wanna tap into this Kwame Brown live stream. And I'm gonna, react, commentate, talk my bullshit in between. But let's jump into it.
Kwame Cal was out of line. Okay, maybe he was. That's your opinion. When it comes to life and death, you can be out of line leading up to that. You can be out of line. You can say he shouldn't have had the gun. I will give you all of those points.
Right.
But when it comes to life or death, fight or flight, and you're throwing Molotov cocktails at me, you're pulling out guns on me, you're chasing me.
Crazy.
I don't give a damn how I had that weapon. Thank God I had it.
Thank God I had it.
But I'm not going to let you take me out without a fight.
Nah.
It's not going to happen.
Nah.
I would never encourage somebody to be a victim.
Not my mama, baby boy.
Yourself, by all means, protect your goddamn self.
Right.
You crazy. I don't care about how he had a gun and all that. No. You don't get the right to chase nobody up the street and go, quit fucking with people.
Right.
Quit fucking with people.
Right.
My attention to me is on Ahmaud Arbery. I've been stopped by...
Rest in peace, Ahmaud.
And they've been overly aggressive. A certain some authority that I got to talk to them and wait with the police with them. Those are the things I think is important. A black man should not have to be quarantined, set on the side of the road by a group of white men
right.
until the police get there.
Right.
I think you should be able to call the police, be a good citizen, and let the police catch them up the goddamn street.
Absolutely.
That's it. But we're gonna keep focusing on some white folks trying to play Black Lives Matter games.
Y'all three white boys that killed Ahmaud had no business chasing him. No business at all. Y'all was reckless for that. Y'all was reckless for that. It like ridiculous. And then you try to justify it. One of them had racist text messages. in his phone when police searched his phone. He was the guy in a truck by himself. The same guy that stopped the truck. He swerved, stopped, and you heard the gun cock back that he had. Like, he was preparing to shoot. What?
Trying to pretend like they like black folk. Okay, well, they like black folk so much. Well, they didn't prove it yet. They gave the Asians
they
an
didn't.
Asian crime bill. Where I was at?
Where I was at.
They like black folk so much that Joe Biden and all these Kamala Harris trying to give the immigrants that come over here $350,000, $400,000. Oh, okay. Black folk been crying about reparations all the goddamn life.
For what?
And black folks the one put them in office. Why we keep getting kicked out? Every time you ask a politician, what are you going to do for the black community? Whether it's Obama, whether it's whoever else. Well, I'm not going to do anything specifically for the black community per se.
They don't got no answer for it.
I'm not going to do nothing for specifically for the black community.
They don't got an answer for it.
Not the black community. Mm-mm.
They don't got an answer for it.
To even speak about what I would do for the black community. There you go. Your phone rang.
Sad.
Your phone ring. Yeah.
Yeah, your phone ringing, boy. Get that goddamn phone.
Even though I'm a politician, even though I'm designed to do the will of the people,
right?
I will never answer the question, what I'm going to do directly for the black community. I will always dance around and say, I'm going to do it for every community. But every community is going to get something, except the black community.
It's fucked
except
up.
The ones I will bring hot sauce to.
I'm laughing at how he's saying it, not this what he's saying. Nah, but that's right, though.
I'm looking at you like, that the fuck, what up? Yeah, I'm not going to ever, ever speak directly to the black community until I play the rap song. I'm not going to ever, ever speak to them niggas, I mean black people, until I got hot sauce in my purse. I'm not going to ever have an intelligent conversation with no nigga. I'm just going to tell them niggas, you ain't black unless you vote for me. Fuck, I look like talking to a nigga. The man just partying and dancing and singing and crying. What the fuck I look like talking to a nigga?
Sad.
They're gonna be mad about this one.
And that's exactly how y'all feel. That's exactly what y'all train of thought is. And you expect us to conform to the bullshit. You expect us to vote for you. Nothing you promised on the campaign trail come to fruition. Kamala Harris been voted into office as vice president. We haven't heard from the woman since.
Let me get back in character. What the fuck I look like talking to a nigga?
What I look like talking to a nigga? Shit, my neck.
What I look like talking to a Negro?
Need to go to physical therapy. That hurt
it. What do I look like talking to a Negro? The only clean Negro I ever saw was Obama. The only clean Negro I saw was Obama. Yeah, he was raised by white people, so he was clean. The rest of them niggas, they ain't smart enough to know what they like. We're going to give them what they supposed to like. We're going to give them what they be mad at. Why would I talk policy with a nigga? A Negro. Go tell them to vatch that thing up. Girl, you look good. What are you? You trying to mess with me now.
Tell them to go vatch that thing up. This thing is stupid.
Who are we going to get to talk about it? Let's find a scholar, a beautiful black woman. Let's find somebody that's in the field of politics. No, hell no. I ain't going to pay attention to them. Go get Cardi B. Go get Cardi B and have her talk to the president. Go this way. Yeah, yeah. What you want, Cardi?
Nancy Pelosi did do that. A couple of y'all Democrats.
I want my taxes lowered. Hold on now, Cardi. I love your music. I love you, girl. You married, so I ain't going to disrespect you. But why would you say you want your taxes lowered when you already saw the taxes were going to get increased?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The super rich and rich people need to put in.
Right.
Right. So asking for a tax break from somebody that already said he going to kick your drawers in your hand. I don't understand that. I don't understand that shit.
Subscribe to Kwame Brown. Bus Life. Subscribe to Bus Life Sports.
You already know we're going to be on pull back here. Where we going at? Waffle? Yeah, well, let me out right here. And then y'all, you go pick them up. And I'll be standing right here on the side of the road. Like a thot, ready to be picked up. like a thostitute. I'm going to put my thumb.
Like a thostitute. Like a prostitute.
And you come back now, you hear?
Come on back now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're out of the troops, man. I need to go get me some damn fruit bowl or something. I need to go to Publix. Hold on, cuz.
I need to go to Publix. I must be one of them country grocery stores. I've never even heard of Publix.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We don't want to talk to no educated black people.
No.
Have a debate with Thomas Sowell. We're going to talk to a fucking rapper. Why in the hell would we talk to Thomas Sowell, Larry Elder, a coon? We don't want to talk to him. We don't want to talk to people that formulate great sentences and can debate back and forth with white folks. We want to talk to the dumbed down nigga. Yeah, we want to talk to the nigga that's going to get mad and get out of control and kick a nigga in the ass.
Right.
And they ain't going to kick no white boy in the ass. So, how Charleston White say, kick a nigga in the ass. That's the niggas we want to talk to. We don't want to talk to. We make every black person that got common sense and education and can debate back and forth. Every time somehow those black men become coons and nobody like them. No black person like them. All the white folks love them, but the black folks hate them.
Sad, man.
Boy, they got a racket. They got a racket running on us. All the black leaders that you're supposed to like, you hate. All the black people you're supposed to stay away from, you like.
She crazy. And it's designed that way.
Control and the behest of white folks.
The oppressive system is working exactly how it was designed to work.
We hate them. Dr. Ben Carson was a black man, taught himself how to read.
Facts.
If you align yourself with the wrong white man, you can't stand him.
And he's done. Trump put Ben Carson in office and he sold his soul years before, but he just proved he's like a waste of, no one. I'm going to hush my mouth, Ben Carson. Allegedly, you was a piece of shit, though.
I don't understand. I overstand. That most people don't.
And I overstand the understanding of your overstanding.
They take the easy way out.
Right.
It's easy to let somebody fuck you over.
Right.
Because you don't want to stand there and deal with what it takes for you to get them to stop.
Right.
It's easy to know your pastor fucking everybody in the church, but then it's easy to say, don't you talk about pastor.
Don't you talk about my pastor.
It's easy to say that.
Don't talk about my pastor. Please don't talk about my pastor.
Every Sunday he up here telling you some bullshit that he don't even believe in. Yeah, it's easy to say that.
A lot of them pastors in the black church full of shit.
We want easy.
Y'all know it.
Yeah, I used to want easy too. I used to want the girl that was easy.
Easy.
I used to want everything easy.
I just want to slide for a minute. I just want to slide for a minute.
I don't even want you around me.
Right.
It's easy to keep talking about Kyle Rittenhouse because you motherfuckers don't want to deal with the reality that us black men get to watch black boys get chased down in the street and our punk ass don't do nothing.
Nothing.
I bet you them Italians, I bet you them white boys will never stand for a bunch of white boys getting ran down in the street and shot up.
Right.
No, sir. Not the white boys I know. not them white boys I know that you can go to their basement. They got 5,000 rounds just sitting in a box.
Absolutely.
No, 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 no. You ain't shooting none of them goddamn blue-eyed angels.
Fucking malicious. No motherfuckers living up in the mountains. They would tear your ass up.
Show off on camera. You know, our guns is to rock a nigga snot box. Yeah, we do what the white man tell us to do. We can only rock nigga snot box. Yeah, we real tough killing a nigga. That's the easiest thing to do. Shoot a nigga. Yeah, that's real easy.
Sad. Sad, man. Subscribe to Kwame Brown, man. Bus Life. Kwame Brown. Bus Life Sports. Self talk. Casino for life.
They're going to come out them hills in them mountains and they ain't going to be playing.
Right.
White boys get mad. They take over a whole federal bill.
Right. Remember that? Right.
When they get mad, they give a demonstration.
Right.
When we get mad, we march.
Kwame ain't shit.
Stop whipping our ass.
Stop whipping our
ass. This shit stupid, man. This shit dumb.
But then real shit, though.
Let a nigga step on your new J's. Boy, you shooting the whole goddamn club up. Stop whipping our ass. I'm a march right here. I'm a march. So these white people see me walk. Stop whipping our ass. Fuck out of here. Shit don't make no sense.
No sense, bro.
No peace. No race and police. They ain't go nowhere yet. They ain't go no motherfucker where yet. So, nigga, stop all that motherfucking saying and shit. You got your mouth. What's acting behind what you talking about, nigga?
Right.
Fuck you mean no justice, no peace.
Absolutely.
It ain't gonna be no justice until it ain't no peace for nobody that's coming to fuck up with you.
Right.
You niggas only attack black.
Right.
Niggas only attack black. You see gangsters against black people. Everybody talking about who I support. Nigga ask me a question.
Crazy, man.
Don't tell me I support Larry Elder and Candace Owens. I'm just not ignorant like you. I go listen to everyone. I go listen to Don Lemonade, Sugar Tongue. That's why I can right. tell you everything he said. I go listen to everybody so I can understand the way that they think. It ain't about support. You motherfuckers want to use words that make you feel better. I don't want to be ignorant to the situation where I'm opening my mouth about something I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
So no matter what you're saying and how you're kicking it, I want to hear what you got to say.
Absolutely.
I don't want to hear it. I'm not fragile. I'm not scared of your opinion. I'm not scared of the way you think. Most of you fragile motherfuckers got a college degree from Berkeley, Stanford, and I watch your son bitches cry. I ain't never seen no shit like that.
Real right.
4-5 degree crying because another human being walked on campus. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Ben Carson. Oh, shit. Ben Carson on campus. I need to go see the counselor. I need some lemonade. Oh, shit. I got to go. Y'all have a blessed day.
Peace. Yo, that was Kwame Brown, man. He out of town doing his thing, doing what he got to do. I need y'all to go out, go and check out Kwame Brown, Angela Stanton, New Black City. Go to Kwame channel, subscribe. He already got the link up. Hit the reminder bell. So when he go live for New Black City, you'll be linked in. You'll be linked in. Kwame Brown, thank you for allowing us to rock out with your content, brother. We love you for that. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is That Channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.